From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella has our extremely local news report this morning. Jen, you have owned this Loretto hospital story. What's the latest on this? What's the update?
Yes, our editor Kelly Bauer has been very busy. And last night, finally, after several reports, she reported that several places were vaccinated that had connections to Loretto Hospital's COO. He resigned. Dr. Anoush Ahmed, and unanimously the Board of Trustees accepted his resignation Wednesday. And this came just hours after Kelly reported that Maple and Ash, a Gold Coast steakhouse, some higher ups at that restaurant where the doctor frequented had been vaccinated ahead of their turn and ahead of a lot of Westsiders who are still waiting for a dose. This is obviously after people at Trump Tower were vaccinated, people at the CEO's suburban church were vaccinated, and people at a luxury watch and jewelry shop on the Gold Coast, also frequented by Dr. Ahmed.
That's the update on the Loretto story. Now let's get the latest on the status of the Pride Parade this year. What are the organizers saying about this, Jen?
This is good news. Though June is usually Pride Month, as we know, and late June is when the big Pride Parade takes place. They're not expecting that to happen in late June just because they want to get further into the vaccination process. But organizers are saying they are planning for a parade later this summer. So as we know, the Pride Parade draws like a million people to Lakeview every year, and it was canceled last year, so people are going to want to go extra hard this year, so hopefully late summer, early fall Pride Parade, according to organizers. They are working with the city on coordinating this and doing it safely, so we'll stay tuned for that, but it's sounding optimistic.
And it sounds optimistic, these reports about a video gaming stadium coming to the south side of Chicago. What do we know about this?
This is wild. This is something that I have absolutely no connection to in my personal life, but virtual gaming is huge. And a $30 million massive stadium is going to be coming to Bronzeville at 26th and Wabash. And this will allow spectators to come and watch the best of the best video gamers play on big screens. There will be events, and this has exploded in popularity, and these stadiums are popping up all over the world, and they actually draw these like huge tournaments with big cash prizes, and more students are getting scholarships for esports at colleges across the country. So it's really interesting. As a, you know, woman who doesn't game, I do feel a little like this is not my thing. And that's what the aldermen were saying, too. Like, this might be something we don't understand, but this is the future. And it's going to boost business in Bronzeville and draw a lot of tourism here.
Yeah, I'm looking at the rendering of this on your site, blockclubchicago.org. Big, beautiful building, and it should be great for that area. 108,000 yeah. Square feet.
It is the construction. The architecture is very unique and really cool. And there'll be huge screens that, so when you drive by or walk past, you'll see some of the video games being played on these massive screens. It's just a really cool building, in addition to bringing people to the area who may not have visited in the past.
26th and Wabash. And finally, we have news about the first camping area on Chicago Park District property. Where is this?
This is in Big Marsh Park, which is at 115th and Stony Island. I actually moved back to the south side after being north for many years and have been exploring all of the parks down here. And they're amazing and they're huge. And I had no idea. And this is kind of the goal of the park district, is to bring people to these areas that aren't familiar with them. So they are building a campsite, boardwalks, and an accessible trail in Big Marsh Park, which currently has a BMX track for cyclists, for bikers, and that's popular among young people and people who are into BMXing, but they also want to get, you know, just people who want to go out for a walk or, you know, camp in your own city, which is super cool. So that will be, the $1.5 million was approved. They're hoping to get this stuff added by the fall to attract some people to Big Marsh Park. And yeah, I can't say enough about the Calumet region and exploring it. The bird watching's amazing. There's just so much of the city on the south side that I feel like a lot of people don't know about.
Well, if you grow up on the north side, the south side is another world to you. And if you grow up on the south side, the north side is completely foreign to you. That's the way it is around here, isn't it?
It's true. It's true.
Jen Sabella, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you for the Extremely Local News Report. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.